This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It seems way more done with the Chiefs than we did with the Patriots, but maybe I'm misremembering.
Well, it's kind of weird because Chiefs fans are in the Middle America and you have the Middle America friendly, and you know, it's hard to crap on Middle America because that's most of America.
And so, their coach is fat and fun.
Yeah. So when your coastal teams are doing great, you're like, oh, great. One more great thing for those guys. That's all they needed is something to be more uppity about. However, it's the oversaturation of that they're in every commercial. You cannot stop seeing them. And because of the quote unquote Patriot way, those dudes were never in commercials. They didn't want to talk to the press. They were void of personality. And so I feel like you hated them because they were boring, but you didn't see too much of them. And because they were in New England, it wasn't like our market saw a bunch of them. I hated them because as a Dolphins fan, it just drove it home that we had no chance ever.
And I had two of the greatest days of my life thanks to the Patriots. Until, of course, I met my beautiful wife.
Obviously.
And my wonderful daughter.
Obviously.
Of course. It was close.
Four of the greatest days.
Yeah.
Two of the four greatest days of your life.
Pretty close. Pretty close. And I mean, we're going to talk about like the week after of like rewatching the games and reading every story you can find. Like,
yep.
My quarterback hosting SNL.
Sure.
All of a sudden, I'm watching SNL again. Like, here we go. Like, pretty awesome. Like, so I guess there was maybe that, but I think you're probably onto something with the overexposure, because even Brady's overexposed now.
Yeah,
but he wasn't then.
He was just he was always there for football reasons. He wasn't there on a State Farm commercial.
I also think their dumb meathead tight end was more likable.
Yes.
Like, yes. I'm in this weird thing with Kelce where like I acknowledge Kelce's awesome.
Yes.
I think he's an unbelievable player. I have no problem saying he's the greatest tight end I've ever seen, including Gronk.
Yep.
I find his personality to be insufferable.
Yeah.
Not for me.
No.
Gronk is like meathead dumb. Like,
Gronk is so goofy, it didn't come with ego.
That's the other thing. When you get into the postseason and you only have one game on, and you have you end up having to watch the pregame shows.
Right.
Have you ever stopped and thought about we pay Rob Gronkowski for his thoughts?
To analyze! It's so great!
America!
I know! It's, like, that's wonderful!
And, like, watching...
That's what makes him even more likable.
Watching him try to put a sentence together is
so good.
So charming.
It really is.
Is he going to get there?
We took somebody from the Jersey Shore cast and put them on a serious NFL.
Basically what we did.
Network,
it's like, instead of Jersey, it's like Buffalo.
Yeah. I love it so much.
All right.
I will say, I can't be... this is the least excited I've been for a Super Bowl in a long time. I'm not stoked about the Super Bowl.
Is it because we don't have... I kind of equate rooting for the Eagles as like...
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be worse for you.
Where it really hit home, it wasn't the 70-yarder. What hit home was the second touchdown when he went straight into the line, sucked all the linebackers, everybody in, and then he bounced it out wide and he did his little hop skip.
Yep.
That hurt.
Yeah.
Like, That was the one that hurt, because it's like, I've seen that play 50 times. But like, I guess that's the other thing with Saquon. Listen, the Giants bet on the wrong guy.
Yep.
Everybody knows you should have bet on Saquon, not Daniel Jones.
Right.
We would still suck with Saquon.
That's true. He was not there. It was keeping him wouldn't have fixed your problems.
Like, and then when everyone's doing the whole, is Saquon going to make us rethink running backs? I still contend this is the case. Saquon makes a good team into a better team.
If you're already good, adding a great running back really like makes having a running back awesome again, like Derrick Henry and the Ravens.
Correct, exactly. And like Henry has every right to be like, really, Saquon, this year you had to do it?
Right.
Because like Saquon or Derrick Henry had like the quietest 1,800 yards in NFL history.
Incredible year.
And like we don't even think about it.
Incredible year. But if you already suck, just running the ball with a great running back into the line doesn't
do anything.
We were
talking about, was he washed last year?
right. No, like, he just had no terrible
team. Literally, every team was like, we have to stop one guy.
Yeah. This is one of those things where, no, it's everybody else.
Correct.
It's y'all's fault.
Correct.
Not my fault.
And obviously, like, Saquon going and running behind that offensive line helps.
Yeah.
Like, Will Shipley had an 80-yard run.
Yeah.
And that was when I turned to my wife, and I think I might have even said it on Twitter, like, God, it must be fun to be a running back for them.
Yeah.
Because every, like, you just have holes.
You just have
just
places to
run.
Go. Yeah.
Like, that's the other thing. I don't know. I guess, is it a repeat matchup? Because I do agree, in terms of, like, juice, it doesn't feel like it has a ton of juice. I'm still willing to bet that this thing's going to do massive numbers. Like, beyond the duh, Super Bowl does numbers. Like, the Chiefs Super Bowl, like, I think it's just going to be, like, on Super Bowl standards, I think it's going
to
be a high number.
It just feels weird to think that Jalen Hurts might be a Super Bowl winning quarterback.
In this era, yes. I will say he fits them.
Yeah,
in the
100%.
Sense that, like, all right, they want to control the clock. He's a willing runner.
Yep.
I actually thought, because I'm not a Hurts guy. It's well documented. I did think he actually played pretty well last week.
Yeah.
So I'm in the camp of like, whenever he's like, I don't think he played that well. Look at his numbers. Like, he made like four throws that I was like, that was a hard throw.
Right.
I thought on Sunday he made hard throws. I would also point out this. The Kansas City Chiefs defense ain't the Washington Commanders.
This will be the best defense they faced, right?
I think it's fair to say both teams will be facing the best defense they faced.
Yeah. I mean, both teams are really, really, really good.
I mean, the Eagles started 2-2.
Yeah.
Since then, they are 15-1.
Yeah. I mean, that's a pretty good streak.
And the Chiefs are, whatever, they lost week 18 because they didn't want the Bengals in, no matter what they say. Right. That was painfully obvious. So they went 15-2, and now they're 17-2. I think that's the other thing that's depressing. You realize with Mahomes, literally the floor is he's going to the AFC Championship game every year.
He's never not, right?
As a starter
for the whole year.
He has lost 2 AFC Championship games in overtime. Overtime. So he didn't even get beat in regulation.
Yep.
That's the floor.
And he's lost a Super Bowl.
Lost a Super Bowl, which I would actually argue, in kind of like this lopsided fashion.
Sure.
If you go back and watch that, that might have been the best game he played.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, he was hitting guys in the helmet and they weren't catching it. Yeah. He was doing it all himself.
He was doing it all himself.
Like, they didn't block anything.
That was one of those. He was literally carrying those dudes.
And like, I actually thought like that. Like, that's the irony. It's like, the one that I thought he's played the best in was the one he lost.
He really is. It is like the LeBron and Brady thing. Like, where you're just in the championship game every year. You may not win it.
But
go ahead and write it in.
It goes through you.
It goes through you.
Yeah.
Every year. That's crazy.
All right, let's take a break. We come back, we'll get into the list. CJ Hurt going to join us as well during hour number 2. Stick around. You're listening to Jeff Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Adam Silver joined the Dan Patrick Show today and told host Dan Patrick he's open to the idea of changing the NBA's quarter length from 12 minutes to 10 minutes. Quote, the NBA is the only league that plays 48 minutes. I'm a fan of 4 10-minute quarters. I'm not sure that many others are, putting aside what it means for records and things like that. I think that a 2-hour format for a game is more consistent with modern television habits. So this is where, are we just, I guess maybe we're saying the quiet part out loud.
Yeah, he just did it. What does he do?
Well, like, to me it's like, what? Are we just officially acknowledging publicly television owns us?
It feels like it. It feels like more major companies are just now saying it out loud. They're not even trying to hide the fact that this is the only thing that matters.
Because earlier this week, Mick Cronin, and obviously he's biased in this because his team is playing in the Big Ten,
right,
and he's having to do hellacious travel.
Right.
But, I mean, he even basically is like, we sold our souls for a TV check.
Yeah.
And so, like, that's why we're here. I think that's the bigger question, though, is, like, I guess it's come under fire more this year. I don't remember ever seeing the NBA being under fire for the games take too long.
I've heard the how many games they play.
Correct.
And I think they do play too many games. That whatever the strike shortened year was, where they crammed like 64 games
when
into
they were playing back to back to back.
Yeah, I mean that was crazy to play that many back to back to backs. But the length, the amount of games in the year, I was like, this is actually kind of great.
And so if
but
we
the length of the game is that
if what? We and maybe this is a way, is this maybe a way to combat load management? If you, all right, we shorten it to 40 minutes, because I'm with you. What obviously makes sense is to shorten the league's calendar. They're not going to do
that. Not doing that.
Number of games, I should say,
yeah.
Not the calendar.
They're not doing that.
Because the other change I would like to make is don't even push everything back. Like, I don't understand why we're not playing NBA basketball like in July. We all know the calendar. Football takes over Labor Day weekend.
Why are you starting in October?
Correct.
That makes no sense.
And it's even more apparent now when you realize the NBA can't even compete with college football.
Right.
Like, it just completely
dwarfs there's
it.
No reason. I mean, there's no reason baseball goes as late as it does, and there's no reason that basketball starts as early as it does.
Yes, and so if we also acknowledge there's a 0.0% chance they're shortening the number of games because that's shortening the number of ticket opportunities.
Right.
Maybe this is the way. But I just
tell
like,
me tell me how short a college basketball game is. That's 40 minutes of basketball, and that thing takes forever, takes longer than NBA games do. What they need to figure out how to shorten is how do we make the last 2.5 minutes of an NBA game go faster? Because that's where the whole thing just comes to a standstill.
And I guess the issue with college basketball is it's over officiated.
It's over, and well, the replays. It's the replay thing.
Replays are terrible. I do think the NBA did a... There was... I can't remember if it was 2 or 3 years ago. When basically every play under 2 minutes could get reviewed, that was a disaster.
But when my wife is asking me to do something, and I say, hey, let me watch into this game. She's like, how much time is left? I'm like, 4 minutes left in the fourth. She's like, we've got 40 minutes before this is over.
Did you get eyes on Kentucky-Tennessee last night?
Yes!
That last 90 seconds.
I mean,
took 20 minutes.
There should be. I think replay is great, and it's great that we have that to correct.
Step into my office, young man.
60. There should be 60 seconds, and if you can't figure it out in 60 seconds, then you go with the call on the floor. That's it.
I'm anti replay.
Anti replay.
Yes.
Okay.
Here would be my argument.
All right. All right. I'll listen.
I can't think of one sport that it's made it better.
That it, no, it has not improved the watchability of any sport.
Correct.
However, I think it is. I mean, obviously, the closer you can get to getting the call right, the better. In my opinion, it has taken out some of the partiality bias argument of like, oh well, so and so they get this is clearly the refs or the league wants this team to win because look at these calls in the game, and if you can review them, then everybody in the world can see, and these refs get reviewed at post game to say that. And then
somehow they didn't on Sunday.
That's true. But there is whether it's fake or not, there is at least a publicly some sort of accountability to where if you're making mistakes in front of the whole world like this, you don't get to work these big games anymore. You get pulled off assignments. And so it does feel like there is some accountability when there is replay And it does help it seem less biased towards something when you can challenge something, when you can be like, no, this is not a thing.
And see, like, I guess that's how my deal is. If we're going to have replay, I basically want it to be like a strategy.
A challenge only thing.
Challenges
only challenges.
And give them 3.5 like you do timeouts.
I'm on board with that.
And by the way, I think you should be able to challenge anything. Because this idea of, well, we don't challenge judgment calls. Everything's a judgment call. Whether or not 100%. A guy stepped out of bounds is someone's judgment of whether or not he stepped out of
exactly
bounds.
Exactly right. I don't think, like, the whole thing of, like, every scoring play is reviewed. I don't agree with that. And we review everything under 2 minutes or whatever to step.
And my whole deal is, like,
I'm with you.
It's in college football, it is a disaster.
It's a disaster.
College basketball.
So better in college basketball.
What also drove me insane is when we started adding it in baseball, and that's the other thing.
Doesn't baseball have the time limit of how long they can review it?
Yeah, I'm not as up to date on the mechanics, but
I think they have a time limit, which doesn't make it feel as like
they can do like a hold. They can do like a hold up.
Yeah.
So that stops the pitch clock.
Right.
And I think it's like 30 seconds. But like what drove me insane was when they started reviewing pickoffs.
Right.
Because there was a nanosecond in which the first baseman held the tag, and as the guy slid in safely but then was climbing up the bag, there is a one millionth of a second where he technically was not on the bag.
True.
Therefore, he's out.
Yep.
That is not the spirit of the rule.
It's not the spirit of the rule. But if you're going to have replay and you're going to have challenges and whatnot, if you can replay that and make that call in 30 seconds, that's not a huge drag on the game. I mean, before the pitch clock, you would take three times that much just in between pitches.
I guess this also, like, maybe this also just comes from, like, no matter who was coaching me, literally, I've been taught from day one, bad calls happen, deal with it, get over it.
That's true.
And now, it feels like, the other thing that I don't like about it is...
There was no money, you weren't playing for money, though.
That is true.
That changes everything.
But I also, like, I fundamentally believe, like, it all evens out.
I don't believe that.
I really do.
I don't.
I've umpired enough, I've reffed enough.
Same. But there is a reason that everybody thinks the good teams always get the best calls and always get partial calls. It doesn't even out. There's a reason the Lakers, the stat of like their fourth quarter free throws were like,
okay, but they have a monster. Like, I guess it's
true.
I always look at it this way. In football, when people want to use holding,
yes,
the offensive linemen that hold are typically the unathletic ones.
You're correct.
That are going up against the good defensive linemen.
That's exactly right.
Guess what those offensive linemen are? They're worse.
Yeah.
You know why the good teams don't get called for holding as much?
Right.
Their offensive linemen are better.
Better. Yeah. That's true.
Like, this used to always drive me insane with the Alabama argument.
Yes.
I'm like, listen, first rounder, third rounder, first rounder.
Right.
Yeah, they don't hold as much. And, like, that's the other thing. You know why oftentimes a lot of, like, Ole Miss fans go nuts because they get penalized for holding? They go at warp speed.
Yeah.
They're dead tired. That's why they hold.
Yes. I mean, there's explanations to all this stuff, for sure.
I just feel like it's always the result of an overreaction.
Generally.
Like, in the end... Like when we
shortening the quarters is an overreaction.
It also feels like another classic silver of solving a problem that doesn't exist.
That's correct.
He does that a lot.
I miss David Stern.
Oh, I do too.
So much.
I 100%.
Man, I miss David Stern.
This is the thing that, listen, do I think, I still love the NBA. I watch the NBA.
Same.
I think there are some problems.
I agree.
And the problems are largely the result of the adults in the room have not been the adults in the room.
I agree with that.
And guess who was the ultimate adult in the room?
Buddy.
For better or worse.
For better or worse.
Like, I always...
That is a tight ship.
When Ja got in trouble, my first thought was, thank God David Stern's not here.
100%. 100%. Buddy.
I mean, that was possible the first time, it would have been a year,
yes,
year suspension.
Absolutely.
Not going to have that for the end.
Absolutely. I'm with it. Since you changed my mind, you just brought to my attention something I never thought of. I think any sport that has replay, it should be a strategic thing, just like timeouts. Like the same thing when the Saints, that pass interference in the Saints playoff game years ago, where they overreacted and
brought in pass interference, reviewing that.
They should have been able to challenge that call.
Yep.
I still have a challenge in my pocket. I'm going to challenge this pass interference call. And if it works, great. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
I can't decide where I am on the chip in the football, though. So
people say it's really hard. And I don't know if I believe that.
So
we do a lot of really hard things.
Here's the problem. If they use the, if you think like the tennis, when you watch a major, the Hawkeye.
Yes.
If they use that technology,
which
is, I think, almost exclusively camera based.
Right.
That is where the shape of the football does become an issue.
Sure. Sure.
I also don't buy it's as much of an issue as they say. Because that one sniffed to me of, I don't know how many people know this, there are some stadiums that have cameras down the boundary lines.
Yep.
Not all stadiums
do.
Not
all, because owners don't want to pay for it.
Some don't want to pay for
it. That's
right. It's very expensive.
That's exactly right. So you have to mandate then that they have to pay for it.
And my guess is, the technology exists.
Oh, yeah.
But not everybody wants to pay for it.
The technology 100%. Are you kidding me? You telling me they can't do this electronically? Of course they can. It said it's expensive and it may be a little bit difficult and people don't want to do it. And it shouldn't be the end all be all. It should be a tool in the repertoire of, like, because you start to look at, when was his knee down? When was his shin down? What, you know?
That's why.
It's not just the placement of the ball.
This is why my biggest gripe with the fourth down with Josh.
Yep.
There was a discussion that happened between the two line judges. And I'm someone that's giving, I don't think the one guy said, we got to make sure the Chiefs get the ball back.
No, of course not.
But the problem was, they didn't send the officials for the pool report, and nobody got to ask.
What did y'all say?
What changed his mind? Because there was
exactly
a discussion,
right,
and they agreed.
Yes.
And I pointed this out. This is entirely possible. This is what happened. Because it was a mass of humanity.
Yep.
It's fourth down.
Yep.
If the ball was dislodged from Josh, and even if he gets it back.
Right.
There is an argument they had to take it back to where
the
fumble occurred.
Yeah.
Because
sure,
it's fourth down.
Sure.
Now, I'm a little unclear because I believe on fourth down, if you fumble and the fumbler recovers,
you can still advance?
Correct. But if it's designed so that on fourth down, I can't throw the ball up,
right,
and then have a guy, I'm going to get tackled, throw it up.
Sure.
Goes back to the spot. It's entirely possible that that's what they ruled, but we have no idea. And then it doesn't look good when you see the replay and everyone kind of comes to the same conclusion, which is, listen, I don't know if he got to the 39, but all he had to do was get to the 40.
Yeah.
And he got there.
Yep.
And we do have, like, this wasn't one of those ones where, okay, this is technically not down the line. So
right,
perspective could be off. That was from the pylon cam at the first down.
Yeah.
It was dead even.
This is where that I think they should have use the technology for this. That, again, it's not the end all be all, but, like, that should be a tool. Like, there should be a way to, or
I guess this is where I
want
to not be.
If
a
they
hip.
Can do VAR with soccer, I know it's a round ball versus oblong ball. We can do this, and they should do it.
I feel like, though, in soccer, because spoiler alert, people, I watch more EPL than you realize.
Same.
It slows the game down. It takes away
so
many cool goals,
much,
too.
So many cool goals. The offsides call, it's literally your finger,
like,
because they review it,
correct,
and your finger gets you offsides, and I think that's trash.
Well, like, to me,
I hate it so
the
much.
No one whines more than soccer players.
No.
There's nothing more infuriating when you see the defender not even put up his hand for he's offsides.
That's right.
Then they score a goal.
That's exactly
and
right.
Then it's
and
offsides.
Then it's offsides.
You're like, he didn't even think he was offside.
That's exactly. If the defender doesn't
correct,
they'll stop. They will stop and hold their hand up, and they will give up a goal.
Correct.
And
immediately.
And on their principle of thinking he's offsides. And if he doesn't think he's offsides, and then VAR comes back and changes it, that's crazy. And so I get it. It does suck.
I don't want to be a hypocrite.
Because what do you think about baseball?
I don't want to get rid of the chains. Chains
are a huge part.
One of my favorite plays in all of sports is
they bring
the chains out.
The drama that creates of bringing the chain out and
I don't care about the chip anymore. Here's why. I decided it. I'm going back to coach. Shout out to Coach Alston. You left it up to the judges.
That's right.
Stop quarterback sneaking it. It wasn't working.
Well, everyone wants to
try something else.
Everybody wants to tush push now.
Well, they don't even tush push.
No,
it was just Josh going off left guard.
Yeah,
it was a tackle. It was like through the B gap.
Yeah, it was a bad quarterback sneak.
Yes, and he had that wasn't a tush push.
No, it was just
It was
just a bad sneak.
There was no offensive lineman just shoving him forward. They got stopped on the 2-point play.
Yep.
With the sneak.
Yep.
They got stuffed earlier. Then they had to do the one where Josh, I think he did fumble.
Yeah.
He went over the top, fumbled it. I think he got it back. They basically, that was the other thing. Like, I was kind of like, I get people hating the Chiefs, but it was like, I thought the Bills also got some calls that game.
Sure.
That's kind of where I net out. It's like, I thought they were fortunate to get that.
Yep.
I did not care about the completion. I thought it was incomplete live. It was still going to be a penalty. It was first down anyway. And by the way, how many times had the Bills stopped the Chiefs? Was that the one?
Yeah, was that the
one? That was going to be the one.
That was going to be the one.
The Chiefs didn't score 30 points all year.
Yeah, yeah.
Guess what game they scored 30 in? Like, this was all of a sudden going to be the time that was going to be the difference? Really? Like, the only time they didn't score a touchdown is because Phillips had an unbelievable pass rush.
Right.
And Mahomes was like, all right, I'm going to eat this sack.
Yep.
Because we'll just kick a field goal.
Yep.
All right, let's take a break. When we come back, let's ask CJ Hurt. I bet he's a replay guy. We'll ask him when we come back right here on Jeff Wright and Company, 99 FM, ESPN.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Zen Sports just picked another grand prize winner, and they're rolling back another sweepstakes for January. It's the VIP Players Club sweepstakes for January, and they're taking the prizes to a whole new level. This month, the grand prize winner will win $10,000, a $10,000 bonus bet on the big game, as well as $10,000 cash, or you can take an alternative payout of $15,000 cash. You have the ability to earn entries on every bet you place in January and every dollar you wager. You can even earn 10 times the entries on all parlay bets. It doesn't get much better than this. And if you don't win the grand prize, don't worry. You can still get a shot at one of five smaller prizes, which grant you a $1,000 bonus bet on the big game or $250 cash. Also, new customers, when they sign up using JeffTN, will receive $500, or beg your pardon, will receive 500 bonus entries in addition to the entries of your qualifying bet. Head on over to zensports.com/sweepstakes for a full list of rules, and you can earn a no-danger first wager of $100. Zen Sports betting just got better. Gambling problem? Call the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789. CJ Hurt is, of course, the Grind City media personality. You can see him every weekday on the Jessica Benson Show with CJ Hurt, also the HBCU Huddle. Follow him on Twitter on X at ConRadicalness. CJ, are you a replay and sports guy?
Get the call right. Don't take all damn day. But yes. Like, those are the two caveats. I am, as long as you get the call right, and you don't take all damn day. I don't want to wait for five, six actual minutes to make
a
call.
What's the new one in the NBA? What's the new term where, so if they're going to review, whether it's out of bounds on someone, they then can go and look and say that a foul would have been committed, yeah, or what? Like, that's kind of where I start to get into trouble. Like, in basketball, I feel like more than any other sport, sometimes they'll award the ball to the team so they don't call a foul.
Gotcha.
And then you go back and replay and you're like, all right, well, there was
now
a,
we have to call a foul.
Like, that's kind of where I start to go. Like, I guess the other problem that I've had with replay, like, in general, I kind of view it as make it a part of the game, like a strategy. Just everything's challengeable. You get 3.5, whatever, and move on. Whatever's called, move on. When you add replay, it changes the way that officials are officiating, because now they know, well, if I caught, what is it, goaltending? If you call a goaltend, it can be reviewed.
Yep.
But if you don't, it can't be. So now they're calling goaltending, even if they don't think it is. Like, if it's close, they're calling goaltending. But the problem is, now we've started to use, like, replay as a crutch for just not even trying. They're not even trying to get it right. They're calling it so that we can go to replay and eventually get it right.
Yeah, you're talking about the, is it the proximate foul?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. All right, yeah, the proximate foul.
I still have no idea what that actually means.
Yeah, it's just, all right, the ball was out of bounds. It's off of you, but you got fouled. That's why the ball was off of you. So we're going to call the foul. The ball is off of you, but there was a foul that led to the ball being off of you before the ball got bounced out of bounds off of you. So we're going to call the foul. The Grizzlies have been hit with a couple of times with that.
And then there's been like one where Jenkins challenged. He won the challenge, but it's like, yes, you were right that that wasn't a foul, but then there was a foul over here. Therefore, you don't get the ball. You won the challenge. It's like you won the challenge, but you don't get the ball. It's like, okay, what are we doing here?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's the NBA is hard. All of these sports, first off, are hard to officiate. One. Two. The NBA is particularly hard because the game is so fast-paced and things are happening constantly, and if you blink at the wrong time, you might miss something. I am fine with the way the NBA is doing it right now because it's max case. You got four of those, right? The home team gets a challenge and wins it. They keep a challenge. The away team gets a challenge and wins it. They keep a challenge. Home team makes another challenge. Win or lose, they're done. Away team, win or lose, they're done. So it's only four, and the NBA does a decent enough job. Like, it's not It's not college basketball where
Tennessee-Kentucky last night was unwatchable.
Oh, my God.
Brutal.
Tennessee-Kentucky was unwatchable because Tennessee missed, four threes?
This just ends. Zakai Ziegler just missed again.
Oh, man.
Can he walk? Is his knee okay?
That was honestly, like, the way that Barnes was talking about him at the half to Molly McGrath, I honestly thought, like, oh, he tore his ACL. Because didn't he do that 2 years ago? I think, like,
yeah,
he had a torn. Like, I was like, oh, that sucks. I was like, because he tore it again. And then the second half, he's like, he's out. He's there.
Not only
he played every minute.
Not only is he in, he's going to play every minute.
Yes.
And he's going to take, what?
He's going to shoot all the shots.
Threes? Like, come on, man.
He took all the shots Kentucky wanted.
Yeah, but goodness. So that's why that was part of the reason why that was a flog. Back on the rest. As long as you're doing it quickly, like it shouldn't take you 5 minutes to make the call. Minute, pit a clock up there. You got like a minute, minute and a half. Let's make this thing happen, man. You got a Taco Bell commercial, an Applebee's commercial, and a Toyota commercial. Come back, make this thing happen. I don't want to wait for 5 minutes.
Yeah. Okay. So did you see Adam Silver on DP today? He's thinking about shortening quarters from 12 to 10. So making it a 40-minute game.
Why?
So.
Yeah, like that doesn't make. That, I didn't see that.
So.
That doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
I have two theories. One, for some reason, there has been blowback this year that NBA games are taking too long. When we consider all the sports that we go to live in America, it's the shortest.
Right.
I mean, Justin made the point, and I agree with him. There's college games that start at the exact same time that NBA games, and the NBA games regularly finish before they do. So,
yeah. they only play 40 minutes.
So
in college,
my theory is that it's something that TV wants, and for what reason, maybe they can cram in another game in a window. Like, I don't know. Like that, it's something that either TV wants, or my other theory that I have off the top of my head is he is trying to combat load management, and he knows the solution is to play fewer games, but that's not going to happen. So maybe rather than play fewer games, you shorten the length of the games, and that would incentivize teams to play guys more.
So you shorten it by 8 minutes, right?
Right.
So 8 times. Let's do quick math here on the show. 8 times 82. 8 times 2 carry the.
It's not a football number. I can't do the. I can't do the multiplication.
8 times 8 is, so you go 6 6. 668 minutes. So now somebody divide 668 by 82.
I like what we're doing here. This is
or 600.
All right,
yeah,
so
something like that.
So we're shortening by 8 times 82,
650.
Oh, we're idiots.
Yeah,
80. We're multiplying by 82, and then we would just be dividing by 82. We'd be shortening by 8 games.
Okay.
So 8 minutes. 8 minutes equals 8 games.
There we go.
So
we'd be taking it to from 82 to 74 games, and
I
think most people kind of like 72 is the number, but all right, 74 is at least in the ballpark.
None of these dudes are still going to take off less games.
I tend to agree.
No.
I think it's just it's part of it now.
He's getting pressure from somebody. There's a strategy happening here. Somebody has a chance to a way to make more money by shortening this game to 10 minute quarters. Just who is it?
Third theory, and you see this more in the NFL than you do NBA, but they'll throw out a rule change so that when they go and bargain about something else, like it's a misdirection.
Right.
Like you would always see the owners would throw something out like less practice so that they could get what they actually wanted, which was a higher revenue percentage. Like
an extra game,
correct?
In the NFL,
right?
Right.
Yeah, yep. However you want to, they would throw something out, and you could always it never passed the smell test. Like, why would they care about that? And it's like, well, they threw that out there, acting like it was something that they cared about, when in reality they were using it as, well, we're giving up this so that we get what we actually want.
Yeah, I could see it being either 2 or 3, right? Of the theories, load management, combating it. People have been saying, hey, go to less games, more they'll play more, and you won't have to worry about the injuries, and or something else is afoot. They want something. The owners and the league want something, and just haven't made it clear just yet what exactly that something is. as far as the length of NBA games, like of all of the sports that I watch, the major American sports, I think the NBA is at an appropriate pace where it is not too fast, it's not too slow. Now, do you have quarters and maybe halves that are slower than others? Yeah, every now and then, but I think that is going to happen. But for the most part, I think that the average pace for an NBA game is a good pace and something that does hold viewers' attention. As you try and figure out why the TV numbers are down across the board for the NBA, like there are a whole bunch of factors that play into that. On that list, I would think the length of games is lower on that list, at least in my head it would be low on that list, but I understand why you're looking at everything as a league to try and combat the low numbers. But and man, sometimes the answer is as simple as, hey, you're a star driven league, who are your stars? And when you start naming the stars of the league, how many of those have kind of aged out? Like the Steph Currys, the LeBron James, the Kevin Durant, they're still legitimate stars in this league, but we don't find them near as compelling as we once did. And if you think back to when Jordan left, when after the Bulls three-peat, Jordan retired, those numbers dipped because that star was gone, right? When you're
well, and to your point, also
superstar,
of those guys that you just named, I think all of them play in either the Pacific or the Mountain Time Zone.
And that is another problem. All of them play in Pacific or Mountain Time Zone, and all of them are disappointing teams right now. Right? Like that's all of that comes into play. All of that is a factor, and all of that matters. The length of the NBA games, I don't think is something that is an issue as far as TV viewership goes.
All right, buddy, we appreciate you.
Appreciate y'all.
CJ Hurt, of course, of Grind City Media. When we come back, we tell your story next, right here on Jeffrey Wright & Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. For today's Don't Tell These Story, Tell Your Story, I don't know if you saw this, so we had a nice little back and forth between Rory and Scotty.
Okay.
So
I did not see this.
Scotty got hurt at Christmas making ravioli.
Okay.
And so yesterday, Rory was asked if Scotty's going to play at Pebble. They made their way to Monterey.
Yeah.
I can't believe they did it. So Rory was asked, what do you think about Scotty getting hurt? And he's like, I'd hire a chef. We're literally saying, like, it's dangerous to cook your own food. That's how soft we've got.
I mean, used to it be like, hey, hire a driver when you go out drinking.
Yeah.
Now is...
Yeah.
So you don't do anything dangerous, but now it's hire a chef.
And then I was also happy about this. Scotty said, I do have a chef. She's pretty cute, too.
That's pretty good.
And he didn't get canceled for it.
That's pretty good.
So it's like,
yeah.
I was like, okay, maybe we are being a little bit more sane. All right, buddy. I always appreciate having you.
Thanks for having me on, man.
That, of course, is Justin Moore, jrmooremusic.com. Go check out all of the stuff there. No tour dates yet, but we're working on it. For Dennis, for Justin, also thanks to CJ for joining the program. Miss Amy, it'll be up on the podcast show after the program ends. This is Jeffrey saying thanks for listening. Keep listening. The Gabe Kuhn Show is coming up next.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.